Joining me now on from the stand, Eric Farewell from the Paradigm Aerobatic Team. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Oshkosh.
Good morning. It's great to be here. I mean, it's a perfect day at Oshkosh. Couldn't ask for better.
It certainly is. You have been hanging around this place the last couple of years doing some absolutely, you and your team have been doing some absolutely amazing things. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but tell us about the machines that you fly.
So we fly something called a powered paraglider, or a paramotor for short. Okay. And it's basically a fan on your back with a paraglider wing above you. And this is the only form of flight where you literally run into the air.
I've seen the videos.
You've seen the team. We've been out here the last three years. We're super honored to be back again.
And how did this technology evolve?
Well, it's part of the ultralight movement from the 80s. Yeah. So they've actually been flying paramotors all over the world since early 1981 or so.
Okay.
And it's been growing by leaps and bounds. In fact, this year at Oshkosh, over the last 6 years, my company, Aviator Paramotor, and one other company have been leading the pack at AirVenture as far as paramotor sales and that kind of thing go. This year, I counted 12 companies advertising here. It's incredible to see. We're really excited to see that growth and to see it continue to grow in the U.S.
So you mentioned it has been around since the 80s. What took us so long to catch on to this over
Man,
here?
It's tough to say because in Europe, it's massive. In Asia, it's massive. It's such an affordable way to fly. It's like buying a motorcycle.
Right.
You're going to spend $12,000 to $15,000 and you fly for $8 an hour. You know, no hangar rent, no annuals, no biannuals. It's much, much easier. But for whatever reason, it just took a long time for it to really hit the cusp. And now we're seeing between 400 and 800 pilots a year come through our schools alone.
How much training does one need before you can go on your own? I mean, is there a two-seat trainer
there
for this?
There are, but we don't use them. Believe it or not, we actually train. We have a three-step system. So they learn how to control the glider. They learn how to control the motor. We tow them aloft. So they learn how to fly the wing on their own, and then they get up in the air on their own. They have a simulator. We have a whole bunch of stuff. It takes about 2 weeks to leave as a qualified pilot, but they're going to get all that experience in 2 weeks, and they'll know how to fly and go home safely and confidently flying on their own.
It's amazing. So 2 weeks, and where do I have to go to find this kind of training?
Well, actually, come to Boeing Plaza. We're right down here on the south end of the plaza. We have a big booth there. You can find us there right underneath the tanker right now.
Okay.
And we have 9 different schools around the U.S. and 1 in Costa Rica. And we're actually actively trying to build more and more schools that teach the same syllabus, the same systems we do. Because while we love Paradigm, we love sharing the crazy side of paramotoring,
right.
we find it to be really important to teach properly. And my business partner comes from military aviation background. I have an aviation background. And so we build a syllabus and a system that really works.
Good. What's your background in aviation?
Oh, man. I was born 100 yards from a runway, literally. And I was blessed to have a grandfather, grandmother, uncle, mother, cousins, all who flew. So my first memory is in the backseat of a Blanca Super Viking doing barrel rolls over the orange groves.
Amazing. And you're a fixed-wing pilot as well.
I am. Yep. I've got a 1946 J3 Cub, and I share a 59-172. So we've got the best of the slow worlds.
Good. And for a while, you were flying back and forth to work. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah. Actually, I still can. I can take off in my front yard and land at the office, which is pretty nice.
Excellent. So you're talking about the machines and the popularity that's growing in the country here, but how did the idea for the aerobatic team come around?
That's actually all AirVenture's fault.
Yeah.
I was here for my very first AirVenture 6 years ago, and I have been to 24 Sun and Fun. So I grew up next to Sun and Fun. I always wanted to come here. I finally got to come. I'm camping in the woods. I'm hearing the yodeling in the morning. I feel like I'm in heaven. You know,
right.
This is where I've always wanted to be. And I watched the first air show out here. Now, I've been very blessed to be part of the air show family since I was a young child, and been a part of all those different people's careers, watching them fly and learning how to do aerobatics fixed wing. But when I saw the stage here, I truly felt like this is perfect. This is the perfect place to share the kind of flying we do because it's so open. You're so close to the crowd. You know, now we've been able to, we did our first show here in 2016, but
right.
We've been able to do the show all over the world now. We just did it in front of the Arch in St. Louis, and we've had some other incredible venues, but this still feels like home. And being able to share our flight so close to people, when we land, we're literally high-fiving kids as we land. It's the best spot for it.
Eric Farewell is our guest from the Paradigm Aerobatic Team, the leader of the pack, as
one
it were.
Of them.
One of them. How many people will be flying here?
Depending on the evening. So we actually are blessed to be the most flying team here.
Aside
from the jumpers, we're going to fly every single night until Sunday. So we have between 8 and 10 in the ultralight area there, the fun fly,
right.
And then we'll have 5 pilots in our main show. These are our high acro guys. We've got guys from Spain, from Wisconsin right here down the road, Minnesota. I mean, just awesome pilots. And the oldest one's 26.
Well, good. There is hope for aviation yet. Right?
There is indeed.
Youngsters are coming up. How did anyone figure out how to do aerobatics with the paramotors? I mean, it's not intuitive. It's sort of like aerobatics in a helicopter. It shouldn't happen, but you guys make it look easy.
Well, I always think of it like this. For a pilot, you know, who's the first pilot who did a barrel roll, right? We're just nuts. There's something wrong with us as pilots, period. As with the paraglider in particular, what we actually have is basically a swing set. So everything we do is this big gyroscopic procession. And over time, you go from small turns to bigger and bigger, and you're trying to get more dynamic and have more and more fun with it. And it's a natural thing. Is it smart? Maybe not. But it's done right, and our guys trained for years. One of our pilots started flying these when he was 8 years old.
Wow.
So.
And is he the 26-year-old then?
He is.
Okay. So he is the most experienced.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the show. If you've not seen the Paradigm show before, what will folks see when, first of all, at the Family Fun Flying Zone in the Ultralight area tonight and other nights, and then we'll talk about the night air show.
So our show is designed to be a three-ring circus in the air. I'm the ringleader on the ground, getting to direct people where to look, what to do, because what our goal is never have a moment of downtime. What's interesting with aerobatics with the paraglider is we actually have to be proceeding downward. We don't get the opportunity to proceed up, you know, in these massive climbs like Mike Bullion gets to. So we have to have guys climbing on the outside, coming to center, tumbling down through, and then going through pylons, which is basically simulated racing, which we have a lot of races like that in Europe.
Okay. I did not know that they raced these.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, wow. 58 miles an hour feels really fast in a lawn chair at 6 feet.
It's like Reno, only a little slower.
Really, really slow. We always joke, you know, we have 20-plus members of the team when we go to these events and with the pylon crews and everything else. We say we're the world's slowest, most annoying jet team.
I love it. And the night air show itself,
yes.
Out in front of the main crowd, anything different that'll happen there?
No, the big part of that show is really getting to show off the formation work that we do. We get to have a lot of synchronized aerobatics. We actually see the two pilots doing exactly the same thing at the same moment, and it's all topped off by our crazy Spaniard, that 26-year-old guy who flips the thing backwards over and over and over again.
Don't want to miss it. Wednesday night and Saturday night out in front of the main crowd line, and again, the fun fly zone down at Ultralights. That area has really, literally taken off.
It has.
There's a lot of activities down there every night. So, again, I can't emphasize enough for AirVenture. It's before sunrise and it's after sunset.
It never ends.
It's an entire day. What, with you being around aviation and here for a number of years, what are you looking forward to doing this week?
Oh, gosh. Aside from the flying and aside from the air show stuff that we get to be a part of, I think the airplane I'm most excited about is Draco. Okay. I don't know if you've seen Mike Patey's his Wilga with the big turbine in it.
Yes.
But we got to link up with those guys a couple days ago, and I've got to say that is the most incredible piece of machinery. It's just staggering to watch fly. So everyone needs to come watch the Stoll demo to watch this thing. It's what happens when you get a crazy idea and you just throw a ton of money at it. It's super cool, and it works.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
So, and that will be, is he part of the Stoll competition
as
well?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's going to make everybody else just wish they had a bigger airplane.
Probably. Again, that's at the Fun Fly Zone, otherwise known as the Ultralight area. Definitely do not want to miss it. Jessica says hi, by the way.
Oh, Jessica's always on the ball.
Little inside joke there. But what final thoughts you have going into Oshkosh, looking forward to the future of Paradigm and paramotors?
I tell you what, it's been one of the most incredible years for paramotor pilots in general. Like I mentioned earlier, all these new companies coming from Europe that are coming to showcase what they can do and how you can become a pilot for such a low amount of money. Where the rest of aviation is kind of starting to falter, we're very blessed that we're finally in a position where we're seeing more and more pilots. We get 5 to 10 people a day calling our company looking to learn how to fly a paramotor. And it's like a revitalization of what the old school low and slow flying is all about. So we're stoked to be here to share that.
All right.
Thanks, Trimotor.
This is the noisiest radio studio in the world, I swear.
It's fantastic.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. If folks want to find out more, they want to learn how to fly, they want to see your products up close and personal, where can they find you?
Yeah, well, come find us on Boeing Plaza. We're right there at the south side of the plaza. Additionally, you can find us at aviatorppg.com or youtube.com/aviator. And for all things social, Paradigm Aerobatics.
There you go. Can't miss it. You'll see the Paradigm Aerobatic team flying tonight down at the Ultralight area, also in the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday. If you haven't seen it, don't miss it. And if you have seen it, come see it again because it's absolutely incredible. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you're listening to EIA Radio.
Dun, dun, dun.